We move forward here to agenda item number 11, which would be several offenders. Mr. Grist.
Cases today under the offender agenda item. First one will be involving Mr. David, either Mosher or Mosher. He has a new conviction for the harvest of oysters during a closed season. It's a violation of 22201 the Code of Virginia and 4 BAC 20725-50. The date of the offense was January 8th of 2015. He was convicted on February 24th of 2015. Officer case is Officer Steve Holliday. Have not had a chance to look at the book to see if David Mosher is present.
Is Mr. Mosher present?
He's not.
Okay. Pleasure of the commission?
It is the pleasure of the commission. Let me make sure that he's not out in the hallway. Would you give a yell for Mr. David Mosher? Okay, Mr. Mosher apparently is not present. Do we know if indeed he was summoned to appear here today?
One of the documentations provided by staff in your book, the summons was received on June 30th of 2015. Officer Holliday served that summons. It was signed by Mr. Mosher. This is the last page of your tab one for this item. It was signed on the 30th. Last time we had a case of this, we had one this last month. We may have another today. The commission made a recommendation to suspend until appearance.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel Riggs, do you have something to add here?
Yes, Commissioner. Our office received a call from him Friday. He stated that he most likely would not be here today.
Did he give a reason?
Did not give a reason. I did not speak to him. There was a note on my desk. He was supposed to call yesterday morning, and I have not heard from him.
Well, it's up to the commission here to whether or not to proceed in his absence, or if you'd like to continue this case and suspend his license until he appears has been prior practice, it's up to y'all. Mr. Zeter.
Note for the record that he was issued a summons and it was heard on February 24, 2015. He was tried as absent, so he didn't appear in court either. And
I think that's a pertinent observation. Do you wish to proceed in his absence?
I would suggest so.
Is there the will of the commission to agree to that? Mm-hmm. I see your head nodding, Mr. Tankard.
So let me. Would you remind me if we did not proceed, his license would be revoked at this point, at this time, and then when he showed up, we would revoke his license.
His license would be suspended until he appeared before the commission is summoned.
So thus greater pain if he were to show up later, as opposed to revoking today.
I'll note that he holds no commercial licenses since 2011, so he's classified as a recreational fisherman. I don't know if that is pertinent to your thinking or not.
Yeah. I got a question.
Mr. Zeta.
You know, these licenses are issued every year, so if we suspended his present license until he appeared, when that period ran out, could he go and get another license?
No, if he's suspended, that's it. He'd be put on the list if he's not eligible for a license.
I'd concur with Mr. Tanker here, then.
So basically, at this point, the only thing that would be suspended would be his recreational fishing license.
Right. That's correct.
And we suspend his rights to fish also until he appears.
That's where I would make a motion to suspend rights to fish until he does appear.
I second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Zedron, to suspend David Mosher's licenses and his privileges to fish in tidal waters until he appears before the commission. Any discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. Mosher's licenses and tidal fishing privileges are suspended till he appears.
Next case will be a Mr. Jason W. Winder. We have new convictions, harvest orchards during a closed season. Date of offense was January 20th, 2015. Convicted on March 23rd, 2015. And the commercial possession of uncalled oysters. Date of offense was November 19th. That's not correct. November 19th, 2014. And December 11th, 2014 was the date of conviction. We have a little typo here. We'll fix that right away.
Mr. Jason Winder here. Mr. Winder, I'm sorry for the mispronunciation. Please come forward, sir.
From Officer Holliday and Officer Corey.
I'd like to hear from Officer Holliday at the moment, if you would, please. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name for the record, sir.
Officer Stephen Holliday.
What can you tell us about this case here?
This occurred on 20th January this year, 2:20 p.m. I was on Messick Point, Coasin, observed a boat with a single occupant who was in the back river, appeared to be coming back from the area affected point. Met the boat at the public boat ramp, found it to be operated by Mr. Winder. Mr. Winder had one bushel of oysters on board the boat. He advised he had gotten them in the area of back river on the factory point side. And he advised that he had gotten them for personal consumption. Advised him at that time there's no open oyster part of the season in the back river and did charge him. Court date, 23rd of March, he was found guilty. His fine was assessed at $125 for the court cost of $98.
Any questions from the commission of Officer Holliday?
Mr. Holliday, was he fairly cooperative with you?
Yes, sir.
Officer Holliday, is that area restricted for shellfish harvest by the Virginia Department of Health?
Where he was at is not, but there is no season for harvest of
fish. Ms. Haney.
Does Mr. Winder have any other prior convictions?
I do not have any.
Mr. Zedron.
It appears that he had a prior conviction on December 11, 2014, and that was as a result of a violation on November 19, 2014, where he had after culling one bushel of oysters, found him over the limit of shell and small oysters. He was fined $150 and $126 in court costs.
Yeah. Mr. Winder, those are only prior offenses for natural resources violations?
Yes, sir. I've had one commercial crabbing ticket 2 years ago, but I've been doing this for 10 years and had three tickets.
Okay, I've gotten ahead of myself here just a little bit here. I need to swear you in. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you swear that the testimony you just gave is the truth, so the whole truth? Thank you, sir. Mr. Winder, what can you tell us about what happened here with both of these offenses?
For the harvest and oyster on closed season, my birthday is on January 19th, and I was getting the bushel oysters for a cookout, and I was not aware. I thought I was allowed recreationally a bushel a day, and I was informed that I was not. I was given a ticket. I paid the ticket. I returned the oysters and was completely cooperative the whole time. As far as the previous ticket for the uncold oysters, there was three of us on the boat. One person, I can't help what this man does or this man. I did my job that day. And like I said, I got the ticket. I no longer worked on that boat after that, not the next day. So.
You were just a helper on that boat?
Yeah.
You weren't the captain?
Yeah, I was not the captain, no, sir.
Why did you think it was okay for a bushel of oysters a day without an open season?
Well, I wasn't aware that it wasn't not open season. I thought I was allowed, everybody was allowed recreation one bushel a day. And I was informed that you were not allowed that unless it's in the hand-tolling section of James River.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
Can we do a question for staff now, or is this...
Sure.
Can someone clarify the bushel a day? I've heard that used around before. Where and when that's legal?
It's a bushel a day from the areas that are public season that are open.
Okay.
And we are, in that time of year, the area that would have been open would have been the Handong area or Seaside by hand.
Okay, so it's only in open areas on public grounds can recreational users take one bushel per day.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Griss, what's the staff recommendation?
Pursuant to the commission's guidelines, those guidelines call for sanctions that specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters during a closed public season within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year revocation. So in accordance with 22.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all of Mr. Winder's licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year from the day of the commission meeting, July 28, 2015, through July 27, 2016. Staff would also recommend the commission revoke Mr. Winder's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for the same period, July 20, 2015, July 27, 2016.
Mr. Winder, how long have you been a commercial fisherman?
I graduated high school in 2007.
So you had one crab violation before these events?
Yeah, three total tickets in 9 years.
Do you have a response to the staff recommendation of a year revocation?
Yeah, absolutely. I did not come out there to break the law. I was just working. That's all I know how to do. And I'm not out there to harm other fisheries or anything like that. I abide by the law every day. And that's the last thing I want to do is lose my commercial license. That's all I know how to do.
And this one bushel of oysters, if I heard your testimony correctly, was for an oyster roast. This was a personal situation. You didn't intend to sell them?
No, sir. Not at all.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Zeber.
I guess you guys kind of know my position on a lot of these kind of cases, but, you know, the cases that have come before us that I've been very concerned about, where he has 8 bushels on there, and they no doubt... that the for sale and that type of thing. I note it appears from the record he hasn't been on probation. He's been, you know, in these fisheries for some time. We've taken kind of a position in the past, you know, and talking about his first conviction, that maybe it's not fair to give all three people on that are, you know, other than the captain, the ticket. And, of course, his representation is that he was a worker at that time, and he hasn't. What I like to see is some progress, and you know, we keep hearing, well, I got to work. But I like to hear that what he said, you know, I was there, I got shafted, basically, and I ain't working on the boat anymore. And so he took a different alternative, a different approach. That's what I like to see, some progress into what we're doing here. And then you know, he told the officer, hey, man, look, you know, my birthday was so-and-so. Matter of fact, when is your birthday?
January 19th.
All right, January 19th. And when was this charge?
15th, I believe.
Okay. So that's close in proximity of time. And the same thing with, you know, he ain't got 8 bushels there. He's got a 5-gallon bucket. And for that reason, I think this is a different case than what comes before us. And when time comes, I would move to not accept staff recommendation, but instead put him on probation rather than revoke his licenses. But that's my opinion. That will be my motion when the time comes.
Is there further discussion? Ms. Haney.
I agree with Mr. Zedrin on this one. The case of the oysters were not for resale, and I do also feel like it's probation would be more in line than revocation.
And I would say, Mr. Winder, I shouldn't say it like this, but you've been in the fishery as a commercial fisherman for quite a while. There's been a couple of, doesn't seem to be a pattern. It seems to be an aberrant event here, and you probably didn't know any better. And I'm kind of inclined to go with a period of probation, let you get back on the water here, and make sure that you do everything absolutely right. That's, your arguments are persuasive, Mr. Zedrin.
I would so move that we not accept staff recommendation, but impose a period of 1 year probation and the standard requirements of that.
I'd like to second that.
Second by Ms.
Starting today.
I didn't hear.
Starting today.
Yeah, be fine.
Okay, so motion here for a 1 year probation period for Mr. Winder here effective today is motion by Mr. Zedrin and a second by Mr. Minor. Any further discussion on this? Mr. Taggart.
You know, you make your living on the water. You need to know the rules. Mm-hmm. 1 year probation is just that. 1 year probation. If you find we find you up here again, then I'm sure Mr. Zedrin's not going to be so lenient.
And he's a judge. I mean, really, he's a judge. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Thank you, Mr. Winder. Dot the I's and cross the T's, please.
Okay. Next one, for some of you, will seem like a familiar name. Mr. Stephen Perillo, just for dotting the I's, crossing the T's, can we have him make sure he's not hiding out in the hallway?
Is Mr. Stephen Perriello in the room? Is Mr. Stephen Perriello in the hallway?
He's probably still in that scallop boat.
Yep.
So this is the one we had last month. He had notified us he would be scalloping. He'd come in, and then he'd go scalloping again. So we're not quite sure when he will appear. Notify him of the finding. And at the back page, I think it is, of the packet, Mr. Perillo, on June 23rd, he was notified for his failure to appear, and the commission would note that he is suspended until he appears, effective immediately. That was a letter dated June 23rd, and that is in the back of your book.
So, Mr. Perriello's licenses are suspended at this point, and they have been for a month. I guess the options before the commission are to hear the case in his absence or to continue the suspension until the day he appears.
I move we continue the suspension until he appears.
I'll second.
Motion by Mr. Zeder and a second by Mr. Neal here. Any discussion on the matter? One bit of discussion here. Do we see the need here? Can you continue to list him as an offender to be brought before the commission on every month's agenda, or shall we just hold off until he actually signals that he will appear? Is there a staff concern or a staff recommendation on that?
The only concern on that would be if he were to appear and we didn't have the officer in place for the case, if he were to randomly appear at one of the commission meetings. Beyond that, no. He is suspended indefinitely per the letter. We just hold it out until then and see when he decides to come in.
Okay. Well, Mr. Perriello may be an agenda item up until the date he appears. Yeah. So we have a motion, we have a second to continue the suspension until he appears. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.
Final case is of Mr. Robert E. Hazlett. This will be an Officer Corey's case. This is a new conviction, commercial possession of uncalled oysters, 9 quarts. Date of offense was January 28th of 2015, and he was convicted on February 12th, 2015.
Mr. Is it Hazlett? Thank you. Please come forward, sir. And let me swear you in here, so I don't forget. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record. Thank you, sir. Mr. Grist?
It's Officer Corey's case.
It's Officer Corey's case. Thank you. Officer Corey? Deja vu. Do you hereby swear the testimony you're going to give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you, sir. Please state your name for the record. Officer Curry, what can you tell us about this case that we need to know?
There was nothing really outstanding other than he prepaid in Ottawa County since he was cooperative throughout the process. Issued a summons under the code where he could prepay and avoid missing a day of work. And he was not the captain on that vessel. I had the on the Rachel L. where I had the opportunity to call and find the course and call with him. He was cooperative throughout the process and didn't have any problems with him.
Did you say he was a mate on this ship?
That's correct.
This vessel here? It was not the captain. What can you tell us about what happened here, sir?
Well, that day, January, the reason why I worked that day, me and my dad had a boat, so I had to find somewhere else and work the whole month so I can take care of the boat and my girls and stuff. And it just happened that day. I was calling my chip and hammer, and I don't know, it just happened. When he got pulled in over the dockside seafood, he called us and we come up 9 quarters.
Who was doing the calling?
I was doing the calling, and another guy was.
It's more than double the tolerance level. You know that.
Yeah, I know that.
Did you know that at the time?
No, not at the time until he told me about it. I'm like, well, you know, I don't get no tickets. I've been doing it since I was 10 years old with my dad. And I think I've had probably 2 tickets on the water since I've been doing it. That's the first ticket I've had in about three years, something like that. Of which.
Your questions from the commission. Ms. Haney.
Just curious, when you agreed to prepay, did you realize that you were going to have to appear before the commission?
No, because I was told by another officer that this wouldn't be happening. It's the three ticket law. That's what I was told by Mike Morris, and this all came on. Well, then, when I paid my ticket and stuff off, I just got the summons on the 28th of July, and that's when I found out that it's a one ticket law before I come in front of you guys. And that's, yeah, so this is all new. I didn't know nothing about this.
Ms. Haney.
Let's understand that, and that's one thing I think we need to do a better job of is these watermen, when they are issued these tickets and can prepay them, they don't realize that they're automatically found guilty and will have to appear before the commission.
Yeah, because I was always told the three ticket law the same, like the 9 quarters, the same one, the 3 times, then you face the commission. But I just found out recently it's only 1 ticket now.
So would you have done otherwise if you had known?
I would have paid attention more. Like I said, I've been doing it since I was 12. I finished doing this with my dad since I was 16, going to school and everything. And I came down here in 05 and started fishing with him.
Mr. Prince.
Somebody tell me if I'm right. You don't appear before the commission unless you have twice the allowed limit of small oysters, right? Is that correct?
Is that the matrix, Mr. Grist?
This particular one, get in front of me.
So this one is per the commission guidelines, possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish. That is an automatic come before the commission item.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Hazlett, just so that you understand here, the commission has been increasingly intolerant of oyster violations in particular. It had gotten way out of hand out there, and I think an awful lot of us have seen it as well here. There are cases that are, there are offenses that are an automatic appearance before the commission, and a lot of them are oyster-related here. And I believe a lot of oystermen out there, especially in the James River, have been very aware of that. So, spread the word. Thanks, sir. Some other discussion or questions? Mr. Erskine.
Sir, are you still on the vessel Rachel L?
No, I'm back on. We've got my dad's boat back ready. I'll push him out.
Okay, thank you.
Rachel L versus Snag working.
Any other questions from the commission? Ms. Grist, the staff recommendation.
Okay, so pursuant to the commission's guidelines for sanctions, it specifies that one conviction of possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Hazlett on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, July 28, 2015 through July 27, 2016. Any failure on Mr. Hazlett's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Hazlett appearing before this commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Mr. Hazlett, can you do that? You're confident that you make sure that your nose is utterly clean for the next year.
Motion to accept staff recommendation for 1 year probation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine for 1 year probation.
Second.
Second by Mr. France. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Mr. Hazlett, I say this with great honesty and sincerity. I want to see you back here again.
Okay, that's all the offender cases.